Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast to coast. I'm glad to say that Maddie Dachwald is back on the show. Maddie is one of the leading authorities in this country and really around the world on life cycle revolutions, on the life cycle revolution and generational marketing, which is something very important. As you know, we talk about that as much as we can on this show. We had a little bit of a discussion about it last week. She's been doing this now for almost 20 years, started when she was only four, and she's the author of an outstanding book that I think is a very important work. It's called Cycles, How We Live, Work, and Buy. Maddie, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back. Maddie, one of the things that I really like focusing on as much as I can, because I think it's important for small business owners to understand, and that's the whole issue of the generations but also the demographics inside of those generations and how people, as you say, how we live, work, and buy. And it's so important for small business owners to become more and more aware of this. And one of the interesting things right now, though, that's going on is this whole issue of baby boomers reaching the age of retirement. I ran into a buddy of mine the other day who retired from a large company. He retired at probably, I'm going to say he retired in his, maybe 54, 55 years old, which I think is ridiculous. But anyway, he said, "You know, Jim," he said, "I used to worry that I wasn't going to live long enough to enjoy my retirement." He said, "Now I'm pretty sure I'm going to outlive my money."
He's probably right.
Yeah. And this is a turnabout in about, let's say, a five-year period.
And again, it's back to the demographics. And what's so great about demographics is that they give you a window into the future. They can help you look into the future, plan for it, know what's going to happen. And one of the things we know that's going to happen is people are living longer.
Yep. And that's a good thing. It's obviously a good thing. It's on face value, it's a good thing, but it also complicates things, doesn't it?
Well, it's what we've dreamed of. I mean, the quest for the fountain of youth is what we're really talking about here, and we've seeked it from the beginning of time. So yes, but be careful what you wish for. You just might get it, and therefore we are getting it.
Well, you know, Maddie, I'm a whole lot older than you, so I remember way back in the 60s and even the 50s to some degree with my folks, and I lived this whole phenomenon that I called the 20th century. I actually believe the 20th century was a phenomenon because it was not like any other century, past or probably future, in that it became the century of the major corporation, and one of the manifestations of the major corporation was major retirement, major benefits, major
right.
entitlements, major adoption, basically. And that really was, if you think about it, guaranteed medical throughout your retirement years, guaranteed money throughout your retirement years. That's really an aberration in the marketplace, isn't it?
Yes, and so was Social Security. Remember that both of the, and by the way, the corporation acted as a parent.
Yes.
Which was wonderful, but, you know, now, today, especially with the entrepreneurial movement so large, we have to be our own parents.
Well, that's exactly right. I'm really so glad to hear you say that, because I've been saying it, I've been trying to get that across, that we've got to be responsible for ourselves, but that's happening. As you said, that is happening, but it is not happening
as fast as it needs to. It's happening in small pockets.
Yeah, and but more and more people are realizing that you know what, we can't rely on Ma Bell or you know, some big company to adopt us for the rest of our lives. And you know what, once we get used to being independent, we kind of like it that way.
Absolutely, it's liberating.
It's a drug, isn't it? Really, the other thing is, it's like being addicted, isn't it?
It is, and the truth is that we are also being liberated from the government. And this one is a little scary because it has to do with Social Security. Remember, when Social Security was put into place, which was about that same time, life was very different. The poorest segment of our society was older adults. We had a depression going on. We were trying desperately to get young people into the workforce, which meant we had to get the older people out of the workforce. It was a necessity. For every one retiree, there was 40 workers. So it was a huge, huge deal, and it was really necessary.
But somewhere
but today,
down...
Today, things have just gone totally the opposite. The wealthiest group of people in our country are people in retirement years. Secondly, the number of workers to retirees has shifted dramatically. There are only 3 workers for every 1 retiree today. So it is a huge difference. We can't expect that a social contract put into place many, many years ago is still relevant today. It's not.
You know, we talk about, I've done a number of shows on this show with a number of interviews with Social Security experts and about what to do about privatizing and or not to privatize or what all the different kinds of forms that we could take with Social Security. I've got one great solution.
Okay, let's hear it.
Keep working.
Yeah, I think that that's a big one.
Maybe
try something new.
Here's a better way to think about it. Stay productive.
Yes, that's
maybe
better
that's better than keep working. Stay productive.
And you know what? It's not just good for your pocketbook. It's really good for your mind and your body as well.
I know a lady who worked at a dry cleaners for, I don't know, 150 years. I mean, it just seems like she was there a long time. And she got into her 80s, and she cut back to 3 days. And then she cut back to 1 day, and then she cut back to none. She finally retired well into her 80s, and within just a few weeks, she died.
That's not unusual.
It really isn't it? I mean, and I'm not saying that was the direct association, but I'm just grateful that she was able to stay productive all those years.
And hopefully she enjoyed what she did. And, you know, just because someone does one job their whole life, you know, in my book, Cycles, I talk about having cyclic careers. I mean, you don't have to do the same exact thing your whole life. You can try new things, and that's pretty exciting, the opportunity to be more than one person in your work during your lifetime.
Well, and you know, one of the things I'd like to encourage everyone to do, regardless of the age that you are, and this isn't as much a recommendation for the younger people as it is people who are my age and the baby boomer age and even the older generations, and that is get familiar with technology. I think technology is going to go a long way to helping us all be more productive in our later years, don't you, Maddie?
Well, yeah, I definitely do, because one of the great things about the 21st century as opposed to the 20th century, the 20th century was an industrial age. It required strong bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Today, it's having a strong mind.
Absolutely. Maddie, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to come right back with Maddie Dykewall, the author of Cycles. And we're going to talk about this multi-generational workforce that we're going to need in the coming years. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend, Maddie Dykewall. She's the author of Cycles. And I'm really excited about something I want to tell you about right now, folks. Actually, I'm going to let Maddie tell you. I'm just going to introduce it for her so she can tell us about it. She knows the details. But, folks, Maddie's book, Cycles, as you may know, I get a lot of books that come across my desk. And I probably introduce you to maybe 10% of the authors that I have an opportunity to, because we're pretty discriminating about the shows, about the books and the authors and the folks that we have on our show. It's part of my contract that I mentioned earlier to you in the hour, and it's so interesting to me to see how darn good I am at this, because so many of the people who I bring to you on the show wind up being well recognized. The book does great. They get a lot of awards, a lot of honors, and Maddie's book is no exception. Maddie, congratulations on the honors, and tell us what they are.
Yeah, one is really exciting to me. The community colleges of the United States put out an award every single year, and that's the book of the year, and they chose my book for 2004.
Congratulations.
That was really amazing.
Wow.
So I was excited because the community college world is one that is very, very indicative of the direction we're moving in this more cyclic world, and that is that we're seeing the average age in community colleges rise dramatically. Already we see people at the average age is about 32.
That's another thing that's happening is people are going back to school at an older age. But before we finish, though, there's one more thing. You got another. It was on the
Yeah, and it was on a business bestseller list for 2 months, which was fantastic for me.
Let's say it all together, folks. No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. Maddie, let's talk about this multi-generational workforce that we've got coming up. You know, when it hasn't been that long ago that when people retired, they never took another job. Maybe they had a hobby. Maybe they did this or that for themselves. But they almost never went back to work. I mean, how many people do you know, like me, that never went back to work, and they just sort of, you know, they would bide their time till they died. And now people are saying, wait a minute. Maybe I have to work. Maybe I don't. It's nobody's business. I like working. And they go do something else. And it's cool now, isn't it?
It is. It's considered to be more the status quo, and it will become more and more that way. People don't necessarily want to do what they were doing before. For instance, I met someone the other day when I was going to a nursery to buy fruits and vegetables for my garden, and they were fantastic. He was one of the nicest men I'd ever met, and it turned out that he had been a fireman for like 25 years. He retired from that, and now he's doing what he really loves doing. His hobby is gardening.
Mm-hmm.
He's working a garden shop.
You know, my mother took a job. Now, my mother and dad both retired. They don't have to work. But she took a job when she was 70, replacing a woman who retired at 65.
That's fantastic.
And my dad worked until they neither one of them are able to work now. But you know what? When I talk to them in any given week, the one thing that both of them say to me independently, without the other one being around, I wish I was where I could work.
Well, they're pretty special people, and because in the older generations, the idea of leisure is a very important concept. It represents success. But I think in the younger generations, boomers included, we're going to see that representation of success might become being able to balance work and play together.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing about it is, with technology, you can do things in different places. You can work without having to be in one place.
That's right, and that's one of the huge changes that we've seen happen in the workforce that's going to continue to grow. And, in fact, corporations are going to have to embrace it more and more rather than just entrepreneurs. This is a place where entrepreneurs have really been the leaders, giving us all the chance to have flex time and job sharing and virtual workplace. These are all wonderful innovations that computers and other kinds of technology have just opened the door to have many of us work from places other than our office.
Maddie, I want to stop for just a second because I want you to give us some thoughts on what you see coming at down the pike with regard to the way we live, work, and buy, some of the things that are coming up in the future. But before we do that, I want you to give us your website and remind us where the book's available.
Okay, well, first of all, you can get the book at any major bookstore. It's called Cycles, How We Will Live, Work, and Buy. And it's also available online at Amazon.com, at BarnesandNoble.com. And also, you can go to my website. It's a little hard to get to, only because I have a really difficult name. But it's www.maddydeichwald.com. And it's maddydeichwald.com.
It's really not that
hard,
folks, if you think about it. It's almost as bad as Blasting Game, but if you just put two D's in the Maddie and then remember D-Y-C-H-T, Wald, W-A-L-D.com. Check that out, and when you get a chance. And also, we either have or are about to have a link to Maddie from our website, so you can go there. Maddie, I've got 30 seconds. What's the thing that you think you see coming at us in the next 5-10 years that's really going to change things?
Well, you alluded to it before, and that is the multi-generational workforce. I think that the way we've seen feminism come into the workforce and get rid of sexism, how racism has begun to melt away, we're going to be able to see the same thing happen with ageism. It's going to begin to melt away because we need older workers desperately.
Absolutely. Well said. And you know what? They're also the brain trust.
They are.
We need those memories, don't we?
Absolutely. And mentors.
Absolutely. Well said, Maddie. Well done today. Thank you very much for your time. Looking forward to getting you back on the show already.
Great.
Maddie Dykewell, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. Don't forget to check it out, Cycles, How We Live, Work, and Buy. 29 after, quick break. I'll be right back with Bill Brandt. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.